Hello and welcome back to Get Help Dad. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. And why did the man put his money in the freezer? Because he wanted some cold, hard cash. Welcome back to Get Help Dad, where we say dad jokes and give you tips and tricks on how to be a better dad and just a better person in life. So it's Monday. I don't like to give work out on Monday. But I do like some movie reviews on Monday. And we saw... What did we see this weekend? Oh, we saw the new Ghostbuster movie. And I think it was Frozen World. Ghostbusters Frozen World. It was a lot of fun. They, you know, the original Ghostbusters, they were few and far between. Now they've come out, I think, the last two or three in a row. Or two in the last couple of years. And it's a whole new generation of Ghostbusters. There's the young family of one of the scientists from the first ones, Ghostbusters, who passed away. And it's a fun continuation of that. But at the same time, they bring back this movie to New York City where it all began. Back to the firehouse where they first were in the first one. And I think even in the third one with all the girls. I'm not sure. But it does have the Ghostbuster magic. It's a lot of good comedy. They bring the new talent. Paul Rudd, and a lot of younger actors that are actually pretty good. But they do bring back all the surviving casts of the original Ghostbusters, which all of them are in the 70s. They look pretty darn good. And they do have some fun. It's something you can easily take even some of the younger kids to. There is kind of some scary stuff, but it's not super scary. It's not like, you know, horror movie scary. It's just fun, almost like fun Halloween scary. It was a good, entertaining movie, and this weekend we got to actually see it in Homer, Alaska. We went down to Homer, to our house down there, and what's fun about Homer is it's a small town. I think they have 5,000 people, I think maybe 10,000 when the summer crew comes in, which is the tourist season, and it's a small fishing town, some of the world's best halibut fishing down there, but their theater is just one theater, one room, probably built in the 70s or 80s, the classical auditorium. But and it was with the stage actually up in the front, too. The sound's really good. You know, the seats are comfortable. But it was fun to even have a couple of different rows or different sections. They took the seats out and they have regular couches. So it's very charming and had a lot of character to it. We love going down to Homer. We love going and watching movies in Homer. And what's really cool is there's no assigned seatings. Yes, it's not very plush, but it is still fun to have a small town feel. And yeah, it is pretty cool. In the movie, it was quaint like that. It had a small town feel, even though it was New York City. But they brought back a lot of jokes. If you saw the first one, you should rewatch the first one and then watch this one. You'll probably get a lot more of the jokes that some of my kids didn't even understand. So, if you want something fun to take the kids to, or your better half, go do it. Check it out. Definitely worth watching. And I do want to say is, up here in Alaska, we are getting more and more sunlight, which is awesome. I think we have like almost 15 hours of sunlight, and it's April, near the end of April. And for us, that's awesome. We do have a lot of snow on the ground. It's from the 4 feet of snow we used to have, we have about 2 foot, maybe 1.5 foot left. It's gone away, but at the same time, it is spring cleaning time. So plan some spring cleaning this weekend. Make sure to dust off stuff, get your kiddos involved. You know, you do that one big clean out of a closet and it just makes you feel alive because there's so much crap in it. It's so much easier to find your stuff. You can dig it out. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're working hard. And I will leave you with a joke. Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they play golf? Just in case they get a hole in one. Stay focused, keep kicking ass, and I'll talk to you soon. See ya.